At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Do you know how to count to three in Japanese?
I do not know how to count to three in Japanese.
Okay, well, let's just pretend. I'm going to count in English, but let's just pretend it's Japanese.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. After a hiatus, I don't know what happened. Tim had the sniffles, couldn't do it. But Steve Johnson here, the great predictor, coming off a great run of good predictions. I'm going to give you my prediction for the Olympic gold medal, all medal races, not just golf.
You had a good run of great predictions? Since when?
Well, I mean, I had John Rahm. I had Jordan Spieth in the Open Championship, second place. You got to give me some type of props. Beat you guys. I was going to say losers, but you're not losers. We're all losers. But it was going to be, I mean, second place, pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty
run away.
Good.
First loser.
If he didn't blow it coming down the stretch on the back nine, a couple of those rounds, he would have won.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm feeling good. Tell you what, we got to talk about the Olympics. We got a lot of competitions going on right now, not just in the Olympics and not just golf, but the U.S. Women's Senior Open is going on. And I've got a student in that tournament. We're going to talk about it a little bit, give the women their due, because this is like the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions of the ladies, USGA Women's Senior Championship up in Oaklawn Country Club in just outside of Boston.
Hmm.
But we'll talk about that. But first of all, Tim, we got some tweets when we weren't on Saturday Strong last week. We got some tweets. What happened was the Saturday Strong. And I said there could have been two reasons that we didn't have, or maybe three reasons. One, Hank did a podcast, so we didn't want to compete with that. Two, you had the sniffles. You weren't feeling well. Don't lie. You told me you weren't feeling well.
I was not feeling well. Yeah.
Or three, the 3M Open was in the great state of Minnesota. And I was thinking maybe you'd go to see if one of the pros needed a caddy for nine holes.
I did go to the 3M Open on Thursday, and I was there for about an hour and a half before a rain delay hit, and then I went into the media center and ate some grilled pork sandwiches, which were very tasty. According to your tweet, you did not say that Hank had a Friday podcast. You said, I'll read it exactly.
Well, Minnesota, yeah, because at the time, well, go ahead.
Minnesota Tim had the sniffles. Or maybe he went to see if a pro needs a caddy for nine holes, which I was available for a player who needed a caddy for nine holes. Dustin Johnson, if he asked me to be his caddy instead of somebody else filling in for his brother who got COVID-19, maybe he would have made the cut.
Maybe. I mean, number one player in the world, or close to number one, on and off number one player in the world. He's by far one of the most talented players. But you think he would have gone for the nine-hole program that you usually do? Or you think he probably said, hey, I'll go with you, Tim, but it's got to be 18.
He was ready for the two-day program. That's the big question that Hank and I were tackling last week. Why would Dustin Johnson show up from the Open Championship and go all the way to the 3M Open? My cousin and I were sharing a theory. Did Dustin Johnson think the 3M Open was the RBC Canadian Open?
Maybe. Oh, man. Maybe. I don't know. You know, I'm going to punch up to see how much he's won this year. Maybe he needed some extra cash. Maybe he's running short.
Okay. He won $15 million in the FedEx last year.
Well, I mean, maybe he's got some commitments. I don't know. He does have some sponsorships. Maybe that was one of his sponsors, the great state of Minnesota, 10,000 Lakes. And that brings up a good, and you know, I'm the great weatherman too.
You are.
Why is it every time there's a tournament up there in Minnesota that you've got thunderstorms and you have rain delays? Does it rain up there a bunch?
No, this year we're in a drought.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad because, you know, the starting and stopping deal is tough for the pros. It's one of the things that amateur golfers don't realize. When there's a rain delay or a thunderstorm out there and they bring everyone off the course on regular play, like for amateur golfers, the amateur golfers go to the 19th hole, they have a couple beers, they go home. But the players at tournaments, man, they are stuck there. Now, they may say, hey, you know what? It looks like the storm is going to be here for a number of hours. Keep your phone on you. You can go back to your room, but be ready to report here unless further notice at 0600 hours or whatever. So that starting and stopping is one of the things that those guys get used to. It could be a great momentum changer. We've seen it in a number of tournaments where guys have been inside, rain delay, and then they come back and they either fall apart or they find something. And we've seen that before. Haven't we, Tim?
We have seen that before, yes.
Okay. All right. So before we talk about the Olympics, let's talk about the U.S. Women's Senior Open, okay? U.S. Women's Senior Open is one of the first competitions that Annika Sörenstam is going to be participating in. I think it's the same qualification. I think it's 50 and over is what it is for the women as well. Like we said earlier, it is up at Oaklawn Country Club. Brooklawn Country Club. Man, let me punch it up. Darn. I don't want to be guessing here because this is very important.
You are not the great rememberer, though. You are the great predictor. You are the great pronunciator. You are the great weatherman. You are not the great rememberer or the great fact checker.
No, facts are not done. That's not my strong suit. U.S. Women's Senior Open. Let's see here.
Why are we talking about the Women's U.S. Senior Open?
Here's why. Because it's Brooklawn Country Club is where it is. Brooklawn in Fairfield, Connecticut. That's where it is. So at Brooklawn, Hank has had success with students at all levels, men and women, juniors, the best teacher I've ever known. And one of his students, a gal by the name of Ellen Port, she's won 7 USGA titles, 4 US mid-ams, and 3 US senior amateurs. It's pretty darn good, huh? She's in her 50s. Great athlete, great golfer. Now, she qualified for the US Senior Women's Open, and she just showed up at the golf ranch here in Dallas and said, hey, can you watch me? And I said, sure. And started helping her a little bit. She came out a couple different trips. She's people that are great players, some of them, when they start changing something, they think they have it right away. Well, they really don't have it. They may have seen some better shots right away, but they really don't have it. It takes a while in order to get the technique to match what you think you're doing, especially when it's a little bit different. Her big miss, Tim, was she would hit it low, she would hit a push, she would hit a slice. And she knew she needed more distance. She was taking a little mini swing, and she was a strong gal, really good shape, very strong. But I showed her some things that were a little bit difficult for her. So I told the guys when she left the first time, Tim, I said, you know what? I said, she's really optimistic. She's feeling good. She's getting ball turf. She couldn't hit the ground because she was coming in at an angle where she couldn't get the ball in the ground when she got here. You're getting a little bit bored, but I'm going to get to the end of the story here just in a second. When she went home, this is what I said was going to happen, and it happened. I screwed her up. Not hitting it any good now. And I said, Ellen, you got to keep doing what we're doing. Are you taking a divot? We went through the process of identifying what her big miss still was. Said, you think you're doing it, but you're not really doing it. So we exchanged videos, just like we invite our customers to do, the listeners of this podcast, send a video in. And if you have sent a video in, be patient, because we've got a lot of videos. We're going through the 24-hour rule, no longer exists until I can catch up. But I encouraged her to keep the path, stay the path, stay the course. And she did. She came back, and I was very surprised that she was adapting what we had worked on, and she felt really good about it. So she went to this tournament. You know what she shot after the first round? Now, we're recording on Friday morning, so she's played one round. Annika Sorenstam is leading the tournament at minus four under. Ellen Port, minus one. She's in fifth place. U.S. Women's Senior Open. I'm not taking all the credit. Hank has helped her from day one. All I had the opportunity to do was to stand in when Hank wasn't available and to continue the process of fixing Ellen's big miss. We can fix your big miss. Send a video to golfschools@hankhaney.com. But keep an eye on the U.S. Women's Senior Open this weekend when you're dialing back between the Olympics, the NBA draft, UFC. Watch the U.S. Women's Senior Open.
The NBA draft is over, Steve.
It is? Okay. Yeah. Well, aren't they going to have any round 45 on the weekend?
There's only two rounds in the NBA draft, thank goodness.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. It's not like the NFL.
No.
So, okay. Well, pay attention to Ellen Port. I mean, so she sent me a video, or she sent me a text last night saying that it could have been a very special round. She was so nervous. And I said, when you're nervous or when you've got adrenaline, your adrenaline is high, you've got to narrow your focus to what you're responsible for to create the impact you're trying to create. If you're trying to hit a straight shot, you've got to get the face square to the path. If you're trying to hit a draw, you've got to get the face closed to the path. If you're trying to hit a cut shot, you got to get the face open to the path. That's all you got to do. You got to reduce it down to what you need, what impact you need. And don't get all caught up with, hey, is my right heel down? Is my takeaway under the plane? Focus on the impact.
And that's how important is it to exaggerate what you're trying to fix in that swing?
When you're practicing, when you're learning it, you should exaggerate. I hate when people say 99%, but almost everybody that I see doesn't exaggerate it enough, doesn't exaggerate the change enough. So when they leave, even though they're hitting it better when they're in the lesson, when they leave, they work back, the ball flight goes back to the same because they're not exaggerating enough. It would be much better if you exaggerated too much, you'd be getting better. So whenever you take a lesson from whoever you take a lesson from, when you leave that lesson, you've got to understand what you need to do to create that impact, to create the better ball flight, and you got to exaggerate it. Exaggeration. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's like the Cajun teaching pro. Exaggeration.
Who? Teaching pro?
The Cajun pro.
The Cajun teaching pro. What's that mean?
Disqualification. With the way he talks.
Who talks like that?
Cajuns do, man.
Cajun. What's a Cajun? I don't know what a Cajun is.
Is from Louisiana.
Oh.
You've heard of the Raging Cajuns, haven't you?
I've never heard of that.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, grow up.
Move to the South. Maybe you'll hear stuff
okay,
like that.
Yeah. Okay. So did you understand? This is why we're talking about the U.S. Women's Senior Open. We're paying attention to Ellen Port right now. We're paying attention to, this will be just like any other USGA event, Tim. The course is going to get more and more difficult. Mike Davis, I think this is his last hurrah.
Is it?
I think this is the last event. Yes, I think it is. Because the U.S. Women's Senior Amateur is in September. And there's a different man. Mike Wan is the man.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mike Wan. He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, we should take our first break. And okay. While we take this break, we're going to do a little ad read for Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Actually, let's do one for Haney University since we talked about instruction. You should go to haneyuniversity.com right now and sign up for a free daily newsletter that's full of golf instruction that will come straight to your email inbox. It's free, and this is another way that you can get better at golf. Hank also has great practice aids on HaneyUniversity.com, like a practice putting aid and a push cart and so many other available options as well. Just go to HaneyUniversity.com. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about, I think we should talk about Simone Biles today. We'll talk about the Olympics. There's so many different things to talk about in the world of sports. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition, Olympic Edition, and Minnesota Tim Parachka brought up Simone Biles before we took the break. Wow, that let me get your impressions first of all, Tim.
So there's a lot of people calling her a hero and calling her a courageous player for backing out and dropping out of the Olympics team and Olympics individuals. I don't think she's a hero for dropping out of the Olympic individuals. If she had something going on with her confidence or her mental health, that's okay. I don't think she's a quitter for dropping out of the Olympics either. This is not what Simone Biles would have wanted. And her dream, her picture, her image in her mind was that she was going to go to Tokyo and win the Olympics. So that's my opinion. I don't think she's neither a hero or a villain or a quitter for doing what she did.
Okay. All right. You want my impression?
Sure.
Okay. So let's go back to the Olympic trials. The Olympic trials, Simone Biles won the Olympic trials, but she didn't perform. She was so much better than all the other girls. She fell off the balance beam. She had some mistakes on the uneven bars. I think she did pretty well on the floor exercise. She did okay on the, what's the jump deal where they bounce off that knob? What is that called?
The vault?
The vault. She did all right with the vault, but she didn't perform to her ability. You could tell that she was very upset, even though that she won the What are you smiling about?
Nothing. I'm not smiling about anything.
Okay. Just listen. You can learn
something. I'm listening to your take.
Okay. So she didn't perform to her ability, and she was upset. So in retrospect, I'm thinking, okay, she already had this issue. This issue was already there. She knew that she was battling through some type of performance anxiety, performance, yips, full swing running yips, whatever she had. It was in full bloom even at the Olympic trials. So she goes to, she's thinking, just like any athlete, okay, maybe it's gonna disappear. Maybe we can deal with it. Maybe we're gonna create some type, just like in golf, we're gonna create some type of exotic remedy that is gonna help us, and we're gonna be able to perform. We're gonna win our gold medal, and we're gonna move on. And what difference does it make? I'm done. I'm finished. I'm gonna be the best of all time. I'm gonna be the GOAT, which they keep calling her. But she gets to the event, and I'm not sure how many events she actually did. I know
she only did one.
She did what? The vault was her first event?
Yes.
Oh, so she does her first vault, and she realized, she missed one of the twists or something like that. She lost her focus somehow, and then she quits. So here's my theory, Tim. My theory is she already had the malady. It was already an issue. She goes to the Olympics. She does one attempt on the very first exercise or, competition, and she quits. She took up a spot for somebody that could have been gone and competed in the whole thing. Why in the world would she take a spot when she knew that there was an issue? When she gets to the Olympics before the competition starts and she says, hey, guys, you know what? Man, I don't know if I can do it. In fact, I know I can't do it. I know I can't do it. Let's bring somebody in that can do it.
Well, a U.S. Open golfer doesn't drop out of the U.S. Open and let somebody else fill in for him. Simone Biles knows she's the greatest Olympian, Olympian of all time.
Time out.
You've got no
memory, Tim.
Gymnastics Olympian.
You've got no memory. Okay, let's go back to the Masters a few years ago. The number one player in the world had an unfortunate accident.
Okay, he was hurt, literally.
Okay, so he went down the stairway. He thought there were two stairs. There were three stairs. He got hurt.
That's different.
No, it's not. It's no
different.
That's
not a performance anxiety thing happening.
But he knew there was an issue. He could have tried to tee off the first hole, and then he would have taken up a spot for somebody. What he did was what she should have done. Hey, you know what? I can't do it. Let's bring somebody else in that can do it. Dustin Johnson, when he withdrew from the Masters, he allowed somebody else to take his spot because he knew he couldn't go.
But the pressure of the country is on Simone Biles' shoulders for the gymnastics. She should at least attempt to perform in Tokyo, and that's what she did. Because if she all of a sudden can find it again, if the performance anxiety leaves her body and her mind, then she is the greatest performing gymnastic performer of all time.
But she still is. Even if she wouldn't have done that, she would have been. I'm not getting on her for her story. I mean, she's got a phenomenal story. This whole women's gymnastics deal or girls' gymnastics is an absolute shit show. Anyway, I mean, they got to get that clean. They got to get that cleaned up. They got that years and years of denial that Dr. Nasser, all that stuff. I mean, this is something that these girls are going to have to deal with the rest of their lives. That sucks. I feel for her in that. But she knew before the competition started that she was not going to be. It would have been a miracle if she would have landed her first vault. It would have been a miracle. And why not just step aside and say, hey, you know what? I can't do it. I just can't do it. I think for the I'm not sure what happened on the individual, but I guess someone couldn't fill in for her anyway because it was a qualification deal. Here's my issue with Simone Biles. She didn't have any problem doing those commercials. She didn't have any problem making all that money. She didn't have any problem being the face of the Olympics. And, you know, if that's part of the mental issues that she's got all this pressure on her, why does she keep putting herself in the position that, you know, hey, I'm going to be the face of the U.S. Olympic team. I'm going to be, I'm the best of all time.
That's
why
a good point.
Why is she doing that?
That's a good point.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just like when Michael Phelps decided to go into the Olympics in 2016. He was supposed to be done before that, but his smoking the bong at the party affected his livelihood for the rest of his life because he lost a lot of sponsors. This was a cash-in deal for Simone Biles. It's a shame. I mean, I would have loved to have seen. In fact, last night when I was watching the Olympics, it said, you know what the caption said on the channel, NBC, watch Simone Biles repeat, go for the individual title.
Yeah. Guess who won the individual title? Guess where she's from?
She's from Korea. That's where she's from.
No, she's not. She's from the great state of Minnesota.
Is she really? Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know what? I was so disappointed. I didn't even watch that. I watched I watched rowing. I watched the eights, the men's and women's. Wow, what a brutal 2,000 meters of just rowing as fast as you can.
You watch rowing?
Oh, my gosh. Those guys were just absolutely burned after 2,000 meters.
What a boring sport to watch.
Watched a little bit of track, you know, some qualifications. I watched a little bit of the basketball game. It was a volleyball game. I watched a little women's volleyball. USA volleyball almost lost to Turkey last night, but they won. They're still in pool play. I'm telling you what, those gals are great athletes. The guys' volleyball, too. I don't even see how somebody can return a spike. Those things are going so fast. Watch water polo, Tim. Watch a little water polo.
What's your favorite Olympic sport to watch?
I did watch some golf, too. The golf course is beautiful. We got to talk about that in the third segment. Yeah. My favorite, I like swimming, but this next week, it's going to be all about track and field.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you when we get back, this is a little tease for our listeners. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you why Hank refuses to watch the Olympics.
He already talked about that.
Oh, you did?
He did, yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you all can talk about it too. I want to see if you're right.
Okay.
Did he tell you over the phone? Did he tell you over the phone?
Yeah, he did. Now, I really don't understand. I mean, I don't understand it, but, you know, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about Voodoo Pain Relief because I've been using some.
Have you? VoodooPainRelief.com, free 2-week supply, patented product. It'll help you feel better.
It will. I'm using it on my hip flexor right now. And you'll know within 10 minutes if it's going to help you or not. Some of your injuries are just beyond any type of topical medicine, but this is a patented formula. And all you got to do is put it on. You don't put it on sparingly. Just put it on there. Goop it on. And you'll know. It's not oily. It's not greasy. It spreads really well. Put it on all the areas that you have issues with, and you'll see some relief right away, won't you, Tim? You put it on your calves. You put it on your calves.
I put it on my calves. I'm a big calves guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. VoodooPainRelief.com. Go get your free 2-week supply today. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Segment 3 Olympic. We're doing segment 3. This is the Roman numeral 3 because of the Olympics, right, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. We got to make that clear because this is not just the number 3. This is Roman numeral 3, Olympic year. So what did you think of the golf course and the competition so far? 60 golfers. We know about a third of the golfers' names. And this would be a pronunciator's nightmare. This leaderboard, because a lot of these guys we've never heard of.
Your guy's playing Jazz.
Yeah, John, and my new guy too, Christian.
Bzinout.
Yeah, Bzinout.
Even though we actually pronounce his name wrong in a listener, yeah,
that's true. That's the way he really wants us to pronounce it, though.
And so is Guido Migliozzi.
Yeah, I love that. Now you know what, he's running a special. After his round, he'll do two pies for the price of one. he'll go ahead and deliver in the Olympic Village only. Okay, so I'm punching up here the 60 players, and I was going to give our listeners a little bit of a background on how these guys qualified. you need an attorney to interpret how these guys qualify. The bottom line is we know about half the names. About a third of the guys play on the PGA Tour. The other third play on the European Tour. Then the other third are either host company invitees. And on Thursday, they showed some guy from Japan. I've never heard of him before. He's over par, but he was one of the host country, you know, players. It wasn't Hideki Matsuyama, our Masters champion. It was another guy, Ryuko something something. But I was wondering, why in the heck are they keep showing this guy? Well, I mean, it's just the host country and it's a feed. I guess it's the international feed that we're watching, just like when we watch the Open Championship. I'm trying to get on the leaderboard here, but nonetheless, who do we have leading? Alex Noren?
No, Xander Schauffele.
Oh, Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele. Do you think he's going to win?
He does seem like the favorite. I mean, look at the competitors around him. Carlos Ortiz, Mito Pierra, Alex Noren, Sepp Straka, Rory McIlroy is in the midst. Hideki Matsuyama is in the midst. Paul Casey's in the midst. Those guys are a few shots back. But Xander Schauffele, he's got a great story. His dad was trying to make the Olympics when he was younger, and then he got into an accident and couldn't compete anymore. And his dad has been his swing coach ever since he's been younger. So this is a way for Xander Schauffele's dad to win a gold medal, which would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. They've got a long way to go. We're recording this right now after the second round has been played. The Friday's round has been played already over there in Japan.
There was a little delay in the Friday round, so some people are still on 16 and 17. Yeah.
Oh, man. What was there thunderstorms?
I don't know what happened, but there was a delay.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who's going to win this tournament, Timmy.
Okay.
What'd you think of the golf course?
The golf course looked fine. I don't know. I don't know much about
it. What do you
mean
look fine? What
do I mean?
It was a beautiful golf course.
Was it? It was nice.
This golf course has been there since 1929.
Wow. They haven't played on that golf course since May. They've shut it down for
the
Olympics. Yeah, which is what they were saying. What do I think about the golf course? The golf course looked good. I watched some golf on Thursday. I watched the first round. I didn't watch. Yeah, I guess I didn't watch the second round much. But I was watching Thursday. And I thought the biggest bummer through the first two rounds is that Sungjae Im and Siwoo Kim. Sungjae Im is one over par and Siwoo Kim is three under par. So it will take a miracle for these guys to win some medal so that they do not have to go into service in South Korea.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. Sung-hoon Kang, well, I've told this story before. He and a couple other guys won the Asian Games when they were amateurs, and all they had to do is go for a little boot camp training. They got the exemption. But we've heard of a bunch of guys that have gone back. Sung Yul-no, he went back to serve in the military. Now he wasn't doing any fighting or anything, but it takes him away from golf. And when all you know is golf and when all you do is golf, it's really set him back. He had a hard time getting back on the PGA Tour. He's got, he may have some type of conditional status, but I know he's pretty much a Corn Ferry guy now. It's kind of a weird deal. Your government does that. Hey, wouldn't you want your best guys and you're in the military? You should say, hey, if you win a gold medal, you're a general in the military. Rather than you don't have to serve.
Well, you're exempt.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Would you play on the Olympic USA team if you were offered the opportunity?
Yes. Yes. I'd like to experience the whole deal. Especially the young kids now talk about they want to, it's not about so much about income, but it's about experience and being able to experience something. I wanted to ask you this, Tim. I would definitely do it. There were some commentators on PGA Tour radio on Sirius XM, and they're talking about, because they're not allowing the crowds there, that I want to know what event you think that the crowds would have the biggest influence on in Olympic sports. These guys were claiming that it was golf, and I thought,
no,
you got to be
not even close.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be kidding. This is, I mean, and they're on PGA Tour radio, so you think, oh, maybe that's, but that's way overstating. That's overstating the importance of the crowd. Heck, we've had two major championships recently that had very small crowds, and still there's nerves. The guys that are up toward the top of the leaderboard, they experience everything, all the internal struggles that anyone would go through even without crowds there.
When I was at the 3M Open, you would have thought that it was a COVID season still. Some of the groups didn't have anybody watching them. There's no difference whether it's a COVID season or non-COVID season. Nobody's watching these groups.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So what event do you think that the fans would influence the play the most?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'd say track and field or swimming. Track and field.
Okay. That's good. I mean, I think anything that's a team sport that you're pitting one team against another, the crowd, we look back at the March Madness, the crowd really influences the play that those kids on the basketball court have. You look at the national playoffs in the NCAA for college football. The crowd has a huge influence on the emotions of the game and the performance, the adrenaline. I think of any sport, the golfers can create that type of internal angst and the opportunity to win. And I mean, because even without the crowds, the guys, we've seen many instances of guys' performance choking. Look at Louis Oosthuizen. There's not big crowds at these events, but he is still, the internal struggle that these golfers go through are independent of the galleries. The galleries are a positive or not a negative for the PGA Tour golfers. The negatives are all the internal struggles that they have, and that's independent of crowds always.
Yeah. So what do you think Hank's opinion was?
Well, I was surprised because we were talking about the Olympics. He said, "Yeah, I wish I could watch some of it." And I said, "Well, why can't you watch it?" He said, "I refuse to watch protests against, against our country." And I said, "I haven't seen any protests." evidently the women's soccer team, they all took their knee before the first game.
They got
their ass kicked too. So that serves them right. they're there representing our country. And, you know, I think they got to respect our country. And I don't care if other countries' athletes are doing, you know, what they do. But it is great to see a lot of these sports. This is the only time we're going to get to see them. Haven't seen any wrestling. I think that's probably coming up second week. Haven't seen any boxing. Obviously, the track and field, they're just starting right now. We're winding down the gymnastics, swimming events. Basketball will be, you know, they'll be going on for a while. Volleyball will go on for a while. But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's just a shame that Hank can't enjoy this competition because he loves to see competition. He loves it. And just a personal decision he made to say, hey, you know what, guys, I'm not going to partake.
He said he was going to probably watch the golf, though. So he's
not
100% out. He was talking about, he was previewing the Olympic golf on Wednesday's show this week, and he was talking about how he'd probably watch the golf.
Mm-hmm. So
something.
I'm going to tell you who the winner of the golf is going to be here. The leaderboard is pretty sketchy. Xander's up there. Carlos Ortiz won. Miro Pereira. He's from Mexico. Well, no. Where's he from? I'm not sure where he's from. Tim, where is that guy from?
I don't know.
I don't recognize that flag. Miro Pereira.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Sepp Straka, he's just a journeyman on the PGA Tour.
He's from Chile.
Your winner is coming from a tie for third right now. Hideki Matsuyama wins this tournament.
You're obsessed with Hideki Matsuyama. You picked him to win the PGA Championship after he won the Masters, and now you're picking him to win the gold.
Yeah. Yeah, he almost did win, too.
Miro Pereira is from Chile.
Okay, all right. It's Pereira. Wow. I'm telling you, Hank would have a hard time with these pronunciations.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the Monday podcast, the recap show.
Yes. but I think your winner is Hideki Matsuyama. That's just my opinion. Don't use it. Although I do have had a stellar record, past performance is not indication of future results. So do not use this as a gambling endorsement.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Great Predictor's Great Prediction. Steve, you're on fire today. The off week served you well. I'm proud of you.
Okay. So the listeners need to follow this week. Ellen Port at the U.S. Women's Senior Open.
Oh, yeah.
They need to follow Hideki Matsuyama.
Mm-hmm.
And count how many commercials Simone Biles is on, even though she's withdrawn and she's... I mean, I got to tell you, she quit.
I haven't seen her that many. I haven't seen her on that many commercials during the Olympics.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. She's on almost every commercial.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Suni Lee, congratulations to her for winning the Olympics gymnastics individuals. She is from the great state of Minnesota. So follow us on Twitter at Great Predictor 1 for Steve Johnson, at Tim Peroshka for Minnesota Tim.
Is she from Hollywood, Minnesota?
Right, only about an hour away from Hollywood, Minnesota.
Really? Wow. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Pretty
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Steve, go mow some greens. Enjoy your day. Hit bombs,
okay.
Steve. Make your putts and leave the flake stick in. Because it is a statistical advantage. Unless you want to pull the flake stick like I did last week. Then that's okay, too.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.